today on the Clock Tips podcast.
That's another indication to take a break. And it might seem a little counterproductive that if you need to solve a problem that you should stop. But this is where the magic comes.
Welcome to the Clock Tips podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us.
Productivity is not all about doing work. Yes, you have to get things done and you want to get them done in a timely manner, but taking a break too is just as important as getting things done. Think about how your body works. Sometimes it is doing a certain function or task, and sometimes it took a break to do something else. For example, I like to say, you breathe in, you breathe out. You're awake in the morning, and you go to sleep at night. Your body is not always doing the same thing consistently. It's the same for being productive. You cannot be productive 24 hours a day. And while you're awake and working on something, even then, your brain needs a break too. So as you're working on a task, consider ways to take a break. When should you take a break? Let's say you're trying to solve a problem and you realize that you're not getting anywhere. This could be for many reasons. For one, the brain tends to work really well at solving difficult tasks earlier in the morning. So the time of day might matter. And yes, this has to do with the circadian rhythm, that 24-hour biological clock I love so much. Another thing could be that you have been thinking about that task or trying to solve that problem for too long, and your brain is simply exhausted. So if you're studying or working really hard trying to figure something out and it's just going nowhere, that's another indication to take a break. And it might seem a little counterproductive that if you need to solve a problem that you should stop. But this is where the magic comes. When you stop working so hard on something that you need to solve and you just can't get it right, somehow your brain uses that rest time to dig deep into memories and thoughts and other parts of your brain subconsciously and figure something out that you might not have been able to bring to your conscious mind before. And suddenly, while you're taking a break, let's say maybe you're sweeping your home or going for a walk, you just get this idea out of nowhere and you go, hey, that's it. And you go and solve your problem. That's something about the brain. It takes a lot of energy to focus and complete a task. But at some point, those circuits need to take a break so they can recover, check in with the rest of the brain, coordinate whatever processes need to get coordinated before you can come back to the table and level up, so to speak. So as you're trying to solve problems, consider the time of day, morning, probably better for most, solve difficult tasks earlier in the day, and also take breaks. Work on something, come back and take a break. This also means that you probably need to start solving that problem early. So if you know you have something difficult to do, don't wait until the last minute to work on it. Work on it early, and you'll find that the more you allow your thoughts to marinate, you'll come out with an end product that is way more spectacular than you might have even envisioned. So I wish you all the best as you go and solve problems. Don't become too exhausted or overworked. Take some breaks, let your mind rest, recuperate, recalibrate, and come up with some really amazing ideas.
Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @MyClockTips. Until next time, take care of yourself.